Gotcha and welcome. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I've always been a big fan of the piano playing of Gene Harris, both in the days when he was a member of the Three Sounds and in his subsequent solo career. Here is Gene Harris in a quartet live at the 25th Concord Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
The traditional gospel song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, recorded live at the 25th anniversary Concord Jazz Festival, actually by this stage rather clumsily called the Fujitsu Concord Jazz Festival. If you were surprised by the lack of applause at the end of that song, that was down to me editing out the rather overworked ending. Gene Harris piano, Ron Ishette guitar, Luther Hughes bass, Paul Humphrey drums. July 93 in the Concord Pavilion in Concord, California. Yes, for Concord Records. Trombonist Bill Watrous died last week. Let's remember him now. Yes, that's certainly worth a wow. That was 7 Come 11, written by Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman, and trombonist Bill Watrous mimics Charlie Christian's guitar riff at a very fast tempo. This largely British rhythm section carries on at that pace. Derek Smith piano, Link Milliman bass, Ronnie Bedford drums. Recorded July 82 in New York. Bill died last week at 79 in LA. He had a 50-year career, taking in much session work, including with Prince and Sinatra, separately, of course. Teaching, recording, writing the book, trombonalism. His father, Ralph, had also been a trombonist. We'll feature Bill again before the end of this show. Pianist Paul Blay keeps up that pace. Pianist Paul Blay with his eponymous MRC LP from Feb 54 and with a Paul Blay compo, Drum 1. And yes, logically, there is a drum 2, but on a subsequent LP of his from 3 years later. Paul Blay piano, Percy Heath bass, Al Levitt drums. We often play Neil Hefti compos, especially from that fab LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie. But this is the very first time we featured him and his own band. We'll be right back. was Scuttlebutt from a Neil Hefti LP on Epic Records called Hot and Hearty, recorded 54-55 with a band assembled just for this New York recording session. There were three sessions in total with slightly different personnel, but here's a sample of the musos and their quality. Bobby Hackett, Billy Byers, Kai Winding, Phil Woods, Jerome Richardson, Seldon Powell, Hal McCusick, Billy Taylor, Barry Galbraith, Ozzy Johnson. Yep, that good. Here's Elmo Hope. Thank you. that was an Elmo Hope compo, When the Groove is Low, from a December 61 New York recorded celebrity LP called Here's Hope. You won't be at all surprised to hear that many of his album titles were Punish, Hopeful, High Hopes, and many more. Hope piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums. The groove was indeed low. After our deluge of Ellington last week, something once removed now. Golden Crest LP called Homage to Ellington in Concert, recorded May the 10th, 1974, just 2 weeks before the Duke died. The New England Conservatory Jazz Repertory Orchestra is directed by Gunter Schuller, a lifelong friend of Ellington and a huge Ellington fan. This is a brilliant LP, recorded live at the Conservatory's own Jordan Hall in Boston. A second-year graduate, Lance Van Lenten, took the Johnny Hodges alto solo part on Ellington's Carnegie Blues. We go from Boston to Paris. Thank you. Recorded in Paris, Feb 66, this Four Corners LP is entitled Ballou. That's it, Ballou. He was then a mere 14-year-old French guitarist, full name Ballou Ferré. His father, uncle and brother were all excellent guitarists. The elder pair, in fact, had played with Django Reinhardt. Ballou and his bro Elios went on to make many duo recordings together. This wasn't Ballou's first recording by a distance. At 13, he'd played with Coltrane. And then a couple of years after this recording, when he was 16, with Dexter Gordon, later still Chet Baker, and many more big names. He studied at the Conservatoire de Paris. If, by any chance, his name isn't familiar to you, do please seek out his recordings. We heard Moonlight in Vermont. His group was called the Paris All-Stars. Eddie Louis, Hammond organ, Guy Boyer, vibes, Michel Gaudry, bass, André Arpino, drums, and Emile Serra, percussion. Next, Song for a Mountain.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that. I found it very atmospheric, as though, in fact, you were at the very top of the mountain. That was called Song for a Mountain, recorded July 76 in New York. Just two musos, Eric Kloss tenor, Barry Miles synthesizer, alto piano and electric piano feature on the other tracks. Eric Kloss had just started his transcendental meditation journey at this stage. Barry Miles wrote Song for a Mountain and had used it 10 years earlier in a trumpet and organ sonata. We're off to Germany again. Thank you. Yet another of those marvellous Sonorama LPs of previously unreleased material. That song, the topical NATO Blues March, was recorded in November 66. Might sound a rather slower NATO blues trudge these days. Recorded in Stuttgart, the LP is all of pianist Horst Jankowski's recordings. Yes, the very same Horst Jankowski who'd just had a UK Top 20 hit the previous year with A Walk in the Black Forest. That commercial success didn't seem to harm him in the jazz community, as he later went on to record with Miles Davis and separately Ella Fitzgerald. So, Jankowski on piano, as we already know. Rolf Kern, clarinet. Connie Yackel, trumpet. Wolfgang Schluter, vibes. Peter Witter, bass. And Ferry Tagscherer, drums. Next, a Requiem. Requiem, written and played by Jean-Christian Michel. Half the songs on this Riviera LP are written by Michel, half by J.S. Bach. This was the first of Michel's albums, released in 66, and his jazz baroque style has proved astonishingly popular. Kenny Clue Clark, the drummer, played with him for 10 years, but I'm afraid I don't know any of the Muso's names, except, of course, for Jean-Christian Michel, clarinet. Guitar legend Grant Green is here. That's from a Rudy Van Gelder June 63 recorded Blue Note LP. That was the title song Blues for Lou, written by the guitarist and leader of this group, Grant Green. It was recorded 4 months after all the rest of the songs on the album and at the end of a Lou Donaldson recording session, hence the title and a slow, funky groove that Lou Donaldson so enjoyed. John Patton, Big John Patton on the Hammond B3, Ben Dixon drums. That's one of almost 30 albums that Grant Green made as a leader, countless more as a sideman, for Blue Note Records. Here's that other Bill Watrous number. More accurately, it's just an extract of a 15-minuter, but it's all his solo work. ¶¶ Gives Bill Watrous his second wow of the week. That's on a Mole Jazz LP. Do you remember the Mole Jazz record shop? That was near King's Cross Station in London, long gone now, of course. It's now a Subway sandwich shop. So, being Mole Jazz, this is the London recording, the Pizza Express in Soho, March 82, with local boys Brian D piano, Len Skeet bass and Martin Drew drums. And I promise that they do eventually join in, as you heard briefly at the end of that fabulous Bill Watrous solo on the Monk classic Straight No Chaser. Based on my not making a complete horlicks of playing you just part of that number, I'm going to do the same with our closer, our last one. This time I'm going to play you just the final part of a live gig by the Charles Lloyd Quartet at the 1982 Montreux Jazz Festival. Lloyd tenor here, flute sometimes on other songs. The magnificent Michel Petrucciani piano, and he's the real reason I chose this Elektra LP. Paula Danielson bass, and the gloriously named Sonship Theus on drums. Here's the end of a Charles Lloyd compo, Forest Flower. It's part two, Sunset. By the way, beware false endings. Wait for the real thing. As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.